15th bracha of Shmona Esrei Samach Tov et Avdecha. So this is a bracha also for Yeshua's Hashem, for divine salvation. But we have to understand is what is unique about this bracha. What are we specifically asking for in this bracha? The word tzemach, tzemach tavar avdecha meir satzmiach, is talking about like the plant, flourishing of the growth of David Avdecha Meher Satzmiach should quickly sprout. Talking about the aspect of divine salvation that is the expression of Malchus based David. That not only is Yerushalayim going to be rebuilt, Bimloa in the greatest sense, but also Malchus Beis David is going to be restored. We know that when the Beis HaMikdash was about to be destroyed and Vespasian gave Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai three wishes, what was one of the wishes? Forget Yavne, that's the famous one. Healing Rabbi Tzadok was another. Rabbi Tzadok was a great tzaddik who fasted a long, long time, some say 40 years, every day 40 years to prevent the Churban, and he wanted expert doctors from Rome to heal him. The other thing he asked was that the Beis Nasi should not be executed. Meaning, the house of the Nasi. What was the significance of the house of the Nasi?
Went back to David.
The house of the Nasi, where Ben Achar Ben from David HaMelech, exactly. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, when he asked, what his three requests were actually three guidelines, many point out, for ultimate redemption. One is the concept of Yavne v'chachameh, as Howard pointed out, shifting from a temple-based religion to a base medrash-based religion, to one of learning and personal growth, not necessarily of ritual. The second, Rabbi Tzadok, recognizing the significance of tzaddikim. And we spoke about that in the bracha of Allah tzaddikim. But the third, he's saying, is that for redemption, we need Malchus based David. We need that descendant from David HaMelech, also known as Mashiach. Right, and in fact, Tzemach, if you look in the Navi Zechariah, in the third parak, the eighth pasuk, you'll see that Tzemach is in fact one of the names of Mashiach. It's not one of the famous names. You know, Mashiach, the most famous name for Mashiach is Menachem. Menachem. We have sources that Menachem is a name for Mashiach, right? And, you know, Bulavavitchers get it from somewhere, right? But the idea of Tzemach is one of the names of Mashiach. So when you know that that pasuk in Zechariah, Gimel Ches, et Tzemach David Avdecha, Meir Satzmiach, yeah, we're talking about the sprout, the shoot growing from Tzemach, David Avdecha, but it means Tzemach, it means this individual, who is the Mashiach Tzidkenu Meir Satzmiach, may he quickly, speedily sprout forth. Right? That's one understanding. Yeah.
Oh, well, go ahead.
No. What were we going to say?
No, just because it seems like do we potentially have two different ideas or just one idea? Because you're saying Malchus and you're saying Mashiach, and I'm not saying, so you're saying they're the same. There's no sense in
Well, the idea, the way most understand it, Mashiach is, we call Malko Mashicho, the King Mashiach. Mashiach will restore Malchus to the Jewish people. He will restore that kingship.
So he won't be the king.
No, many assume that he will. Melech Mashiach.
He might be.
You look
king,
in the Rambam. The Rambam's description seems to indicate that Mashiach himself is that king. Is that king that reestablishes Malchus Beis David. There are those that explain very beautifully that this bracha is not necessarily talking about David HaMelech's descendant per se. It's not talking about the personage of Mashiach per se, but the Tzidkas HaTzadik, Tzadik HaKohen, he says that what this bracha is talking about is something else. He's talking about that when you say this bracha, Matzmiach Keren Yeshua, Tzemach David Avducha Meir Satzmiach, we're talking about that little shoot of David HaMelech inside each and every one of us. That's what we're davening for. Of course, this is part of the broader structure of redemption, right? But it means that there's a David HaMelech, a koach of David HaMelech that has to be woken up inside each and every one of us. This is very much akin to the famous Medrash that talks about Mashiach being born on Tisha B'Av in the afternoon, right? So many explain, Rav Meir Silberberg and many other tzaddikim point out, it doesn't mean necessarily that there's a baby, that baby's born Fish of Ali's Mashiach, it means the koach of Mashiach, the spark of Mashiach inside each and every one of us, which could be a little bit similar to what the Tzidkas HaTzadik is saying over here. But when we talk about the koach of David HaMelech being woken up through this bracha, what would you say are the kochos of David HaMelech? What are we asking to be woken up in this bracha?
He was very inspired. I mean, he wrote Tehillim.
Right. So what was the message of Tehillim? Very good.
Praising their number
of messages in Tehillim. Yeah. Praising God, that's one. Well, a unique one is the praise of God that David HaMelech has, or at least the recognition, we can say, that David HaMelech has that everything is from God, ultimately. The connecting to God under all circumstances of life. You know, they say Nebuchadnezzar, right? The great Russia actually sang songs of Shevach Hashem that were quite beautiful. And, you know, there was a time when the Malachim said, I don't understand, why do you only record the songs of David HaMelech? Why do you love them so much? Why don't you have the songs of Nebuchadnezzar also as part of, you know, the foundation of the world? And Hashem said, look, you'll see why. And he sent the Malach to go and smack Nebuchadnezzar in the mouth as he was singing. And what did Nebuchadnezzar do? Stop singing. He said, that's why David HaMelech's songs are what is connected to the soul of every Jew, and Nebuchadnezzar's songs don't. To sing when things are good is not a chiddush. That's what God said. You know, that was the difference, that the koach of David, is some explain, is the koach that everything is from Hashem.
And he had plenty of problems.
Aside from Eov, David HaMelech is certainly one of the most
tragic
figures in Tanakh, absolutely. And yet, he was the one that sang. And some of the songs were sad songs. Some of the songs were, you know, Lahavdil Alte Avdolos, Raging Against the Machine, the Hanavin Yavin, right? That some of those songs of David were very difficult. But that was David HaMelech. At the same time, David HaMelech, you know, you mentioned Tehillim. David HaMelech described himself as Ani Tefillah, that I am Tefillah. My whole essence is Tefillah. My whole essence is reaching out to God for everything. Reaching out to God when times are bad. Reaching out for God when times are good. Right? And some say, it's interesting, that the answer, what aspect of David we're talking about is in the Perek itself. It's not a Perek of Tehillim, but in the Siddur itself. Which aspect of David are we referring to? Essemach David. What's the next word?
Avdecha.
How did David HaMelech describe himself in Tehillim? It's one of the most famous Tehillims that we sing every Rosh Chodesh, every Yontif, every Hallel. Ana Hashem.
Ani Avdecha.
Ki Ani Avdecha Ben Amasecha. Right? Ani Avdecha Ben Amasecha. That's how David HaMelech says, that he recognizes, I'm here as an Eved Hashem, Ano Avda Dekutcha Beruchu, that I am the servant of the Holy One, blessed be He. Right? That we say in Beruch Shemei when we take out the Torah, an auspicious time for prayer, and we declare that we trust, that at that time of prayer we say Beruch Shemei from the Zohar, that we trust in nothing but God, and that Ano Avda Dekutcha Beruchu, that I'm a servant of the Almighty. That's my role in this world, to serve God and whatever God wants. That's the famous story we've said so many times from the Imre Emes, right? The third Ger Rebbe, the son of the Sfas Emes, that Hasidim came to him and said, you know, your father said that as long as you have Kavanet Ana Hashem, everything you want is going to be answered. And they say, it's not happening. So the Imre Emes said, which Ana Hashem are you having Kavanet during? So which one did they say? Which Ana Hashem and Hallel? No, we're tired. Ana Hashem Oshiana, Ana Hashem Atzlichana.
Right.
That's when we're having Kavana. Imre Emes says, no, you misunderstood my father. He didn't mean if you have strong Kavana, Ana Hashem Oshiana, Ana Hashem Atzlichana, everything's going to be great. You know which Ana Hashem he meant? Ana Hashem ki ani avdecha, ani avdecha ben amasecha. That's the Ana Hashem he meant. If you recognize why we're here, if you recognize the ultimate purpose of our existence, and you're clicked into that in a very deep way, ultimately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring you the Shefa. And that's what some say, that the idea, Samach David Avdecha Meir Satzmiach, we're davening Hashem, the David inside of me. Which David? The David that's Ani Tfila, I am prayer. The David that was a bedrock of Emunah in all circumstances, in such a tumultuous, and one could argue even torturous life. Think about the things that happened to David HaMelech. Really, Ayom Venora. Ayom Venora, the tzaras that he experienced from the earliest days, not sharing the yichus of his brothers thinking he was some sort of bastard child, that he wasn't a legitimate son of Yishai, right? That when Shmuel asks for the sons of Yishai, they don't even bother to get David. He wasn't a legitimate son. So Rahman al-Itzlan, a father-in-law who, you know, oh, my father-in-law wants to kill me. Literally, his father-in-law wanted to kill him. The tsaras that he had with his children, it wasn't a simple life. David HaMelech did not have a simple life. Or, you know, just the last pshat is Samach David Avdecha, the sprout, the flourishing of David Avdecha inside of me, Meheira Satzmiach. Let that come forth. Let that sprout forth.
He has to be in the Torah all the time.
Why?
In the Torah all the time.
Right. That was something that David HaMelech absolutely.
Like he didn't want to stop at all.
Well, at the end of his life, right? Yeah, we mentioned that in our Parshish here. That at the end of his life, David HaMelech, you know, knew that he was going to die on Shabbos. He would learn the whole Shabbos. Right? It was a big lesson in that. You have to listen to my Parshish here. Not to tell you the Musa, I'm just saying. It's a very interesting Nakuda we brought out. But this at Samach David Avdecha Meir Satzmiach. The Karno Tarim Bishua Secha. The Karno and his horn, Tarim, you should lift up, Bishua Secha, with your salvation. Karno, the Keren. What's the idea of a Keren, a horn?
That it anoints, that it holds the oil for anointment.
Right, and what's interesting is, Shaul HaMelech was not anointed with a horn. You know what Shaul HaMelech was anointed with? He was anointed with a pach, shemen. He was anointed with an earthenware vessel. What's the difference between anointing with an earthenware vessel or anointing with a horn?
Earthenware is made by people, horns.
And earthenware easily
shatters.
Shatters. You drop a dish, an earthenware vessel, it breaks apart. It's essentially clay.
A Karen can't even be used for a shofar. It's a bone. I think.
Well, a Karen. Yeah. So some say, it's interesting, some say that we're not so meduyic here.
Okay.
A Karen here could be an allusion to a shofar type of horn as well. But the Karno Tarim Bishua Secha, the idea that is long standing. The Karno, right, and his horn, Tarim Bishua Secha, lift up with your Yeshuos. Meaning the idea here, some say that Karen representing, again, on the national level, the Malchus Beis David. The concept of the anointing of the Davidic dynasty, that will be once again resuscitated. Others say the Karno Tarim Bishua Sech is a different type of Karen. Where else do we find the Karen with a person in Tanakh?
You don't Karne Or.
Excellent. The Karne Or of
Moshe
Rabbeinu. The horns of light. The reason why, I still remember the first time I got a haircut. Talk about summer haircuts.
No,
up in, was it Norwich, New York? Was it Guilford, New York? All the way in the middle of nowhere.
I know Norwich.
Right, yeah, near, you know, Binghamton area, Cornell area. So I still remember sitting down in a little tiny barbershop, and I saw in the mirror, as I'm going to reach my yarmulke, I see the barber, like, is looking very nervous. Like, mom, should see the guy, like, I was thinking, like, what's his problem? And then I realized he's staring, like, at my yarmulke. I think he was afraid I was going to take this off and
be
the horns. You know, so I took it off. I said, look, no horns, like, it's a joke. And he let out such an excited laugh. I think I hit the nail on the head. And he was, that's what he was expecting to see. But the Karne Or of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Karno Tarim Bishua Secha, meaning here, talking about the Karne Or, talking about the horns of light, the beams of light, Tarim Bishua Secha. Karno, not only the beams of light of David, that David's countenance should shine, but the countenance of David inside each and every one of us. The Karno Tarim Bishua Secha, his horn inside of me, the Or of David HaMelech inside. Tarim Bishua Secha, lift up. You know how it will be lifted up? Only with Yeshua Hashem. Only with Yeshua Hashem. We, of course, have our effort that we have to do, that we have to put in. But we have to recognize, ultimately, the Gemara tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to help us every day to overcome the tzaras that we have. That we talk not only about Geula Klalus here, we don't only talk about general Geula, but in the Pre-Etz Chaim, from Reb Chaim Vital, the idea here is that when you say this bracha, you're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all the Yeshuas. For all the Yeshuas. And that's why we say, Ki Yeshuascha Kivinu Kol Hayom. We wait for your Yeshuas Hashem every day. Because every day there are tzaras. Every day a person has tzaras. And if we don't have tzaras, you know, they say in the Jewish community, you don't play 6 degrees of separation in the Jewish community. In the Jewish community, it's 2 degrees, 1 degree at most of separation you play in the Jewish community. Orthodox community, forget it, no degrees of separation. But the idea is that everyone knows someone that has something to daven for them. Right? And therefore, we're anxiously awaiting HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yeshua. And some say the idea is key, the Karno Tarm Bishu Asecha, we ask you to lift up that horn, to lift up the symbol of redemption, Klalus and Pratis. You know why? Key Yeshuascha Kivinu Klaim. You know what Zuchus? You know what Zuchus I have? That Hashem, your Yeshua should come? The Yalkut Tehillim. Medrash and Tehillim says, I want to quote this, Afilu ein biyad Yisrael ella hakivui kedayhem l'geula. Kedayhem l'geula. Even if the only thing the Jewish people have in their hands are the hope in God, that's enough that they should experience redemption. And that's idea key. You know why God lift up Tarum Bishwasecha? Key, because Lishuascha Kivinu Kol Hayom. I am the zechus that every day I wait for your salvation. Because whatever suffering we're afflicted with, Rachmana Litzlan, and their tsaris every day that we have to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could remove it any day. And in fact, the Shari Tshuva in Archaim, Simen Kuf Yud Ches, he brings down this idea, and he says is that the Kavana is to ask Ribbono Shel to save us each day from our personal tsaris, like the Pri Etz Chaim, that that's what we're asking for. There is another pshat that I once said at a tish. I think I said this at one of the tishes last year, maybe with the first tish of the year, maybe the second tish of the year. Such a beautiful idea. It's worth it for the whole shir. It's worth it to have this whole series on tefillah for this one vart. I'm building this vart up, right? You're like, wow, Rabbi, if this vart isn't great, forget it, I'm done. But you know what the vart is? Wow. That Kili Shuascha Kivinu Kalayom is the secret of the 3 weeks. Because you know why I want Nehera Satsmiach, the Tzemach David? You know I want Mashiach. You know I want Karno Torim Bishu Asecha. You know I want you to lift up the horn? Kili Shuascha Kivinu Kalayom. God, I'm waiting for your salvation. Not the salvation that you're going to bring, but God, I'm waiting for you to be saved. What does that mean? We wait for God to be saved. The Gemara in Brachos tells us very, very famously of one of the Tanoim who went into one of the Churvos Yerushalayim. When he came out, Eliyahu Hanavi was waiting for him. One of the burnt buildings, one of the destroyed buildings of Yerushalayim after the Churban. And Eliyahu Hanavi said, "What did you hear when you were in there?" And he said, "I heard God cry. I heard God moaning. Woe to the children that were exiled from the table of their father. Woe to the father that has to exile his children from his table." And Elio says, you should know, not just then, every night, 3 times a night during the Ashmoris, the switching of the watches at night, God cries out like that. Do you know the pain that God is experiencing? Shechinta begalusa, God's presence is in galus, and that's the idea. Ki Yishuascha Kivinu Kalayom. We don't only want, of course, there's so many different levels of kavana here. We don't only want Mashiach because, you know, the saddest cases are always, you know, the little Yisrael, Rachman Otsam Yisomim. Like many stories of this. Stories, unfortunately, I have first-hand knowledge of Yisomim, of little children who lost parents, that all of a sudden they get so into Mashiach. You know, a story of one camp Rebbe, that there was a kid all year, all summer, the kids of Vildachaya, came in the 3 weeks, the Rebbe started talking about Mashiach, and the kid paid the closest attention. The kid was a Vildachaya. And after a few days, the Rebbe said to him, Yossi, what's going on? No, wait, I'm so impressed. So, well, we're talking about something that I'm very interested in. Said, what do you mean, Mashiach? Yeah, very, why so interested in Mashiach? He said, because my mother always says, when Mashiach comes, that's when I'm going to see my Tati. That's when I'm going to see my father again. You know? So, of course, there are personal tzaras that we all daven for, that we look for redemption for. But we want you to be saved. We know that you're experiencing so much pain. Rahman al-Sam, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, whenever a Jew says, ah, my arm, it's as if the Shekhinah is saying, ah, my arm. The person says, kalat, my head, of such a horrible headache. The Shekhinah at that moment, kaviyachal, is holding its head, kaviyachal, right? God doesn't, right, Jeff, we're learning Kabbalistic concepts. God doesn't have a head, but kaviyachal, God screams out, ah, my head. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shechinta B'Galusa, feels the pain of all the Jews. So do you know what it is? We know, Kal Nevakish Al Chaveru Unen Atchila. Whenever you daven for someone else's tzara, you're answered first, right? The idea, to daven for Hashem to be redeemed. You daven for Hashem's salvation, you know what that'll mean? That means that you'll experience salvation. That's what it means. That's what it means. And that's what we say, Baruch Ata Hashem Matzmiach Keren Yeshua, make that horn, the sound of the trumpet, the sound of victory, to Kabbisho for Gadol Cherseinu, alluding to the earlier parts of Shemona Esrei. We're asking Hashem to bring the Gula Klalis and the Gula Pratis, the general and the specific, and Kili Shuascha, and just having Kaveil Hashem, just having that hope in Emunah Hashem itself, is such a zechus, and that's of course what we're supposed to be working on this time of year, finding our hope and belief in Hashem's redemption and salvation, both in a private and in a national sense. Shkoyah, shkoyah. Next week we should learn all in Beit Shemesh. You'll all join me.